This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Paleo on the go, find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 692. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. He's drinking. What do you got today? Ginger ale.
Some LaCroix.
Okay.
Yeah.
No more Zevias, huh? You the kibosh on the Zevias.
Quite a while. They became too pricey. So, you know, Costco has these LaCroix, which are like, I don't know, fucking 19 cents each or something. Like,
oh, wow.
22 cents? I don't know. They're cheap.
See?
So.
What do they sweeten those fuckers with?
Maybe not 19 cents. I'm probably wrong. There's no sweetener in it. It's just flavor. This one's lime.
Huh.
It's nothing. Okay. It's just carbonated water, naturally essenced. It's more than 20 cents. I don't know.
The Zevias are no joke. They're fucking super expensive. We're just at the Whole Foods, and I think they're trying to sell a 6-pack for fucking $6 on sale. I'm like, holy shit.
That is crazy.
Trying to put us out of business.
I mean, if you love them, you got to drink them, I guess. But
I do.
I don't love them that much.
Yeah. They might get X'd out. We'll see. Speaking of getting X'd out, how about the Bears? How about the fucking Bears? Packers, Ingo.
Man, I don't get it. Like, I guess it was a big game, and we really wanted to win. But damn, we could have just done that all season. But, you know, we've been in close games all season. And we've lost every single one. And this is the one. It's a good way to go out and end the season. We're not going to get the number one draft pick, obviously.
No, and I was debating, like, what was the cost of that? I think it cost us, like, 3 or 4 spots in draft order. So we were either 6 or 7, and we dropped to 10. At the end of the day, I think it's better to win that game and carry the confidence of fucking beating Green Bay, because we haven't done it in fucking like 10 or 11 times. Yeah, they've just been destroying us for years. And I don't give a shit if not all their starters were in. It's the principle. Like, you look at who won the last game. Who's undefeated in 2025? The Bears. Yeah. Bears 1, Packers 0. So I think overall it's good for morale, and then we'll see what happens in the off season. They got a lot of people that are going to be gone and probably should be. Like, who was I reading about? Keenan Allen, out.
He's gone?
Tevin Jenkins, out.
Why are they getting rid of Keenan Allen? Didn't do much this season.
Too expensive. That money, I think, is better spent on some linemen.
Yeah.
I think you can put any receiver in as long as you have a good O-line to – fucking obviously they gotta catch the ball, they gotta run a decent route, but if you give that quarterback time to fucking pick you apart, which he hasn't had, and again, once it shows that Caleb Williams, he can come back in the fourth quarter, he can lead drives in the fourth quarter, he's your guy. Yeah. You just gotta give him time, give him a good coach, give him a good fucking play caller, like all this shit.
I see Mike McCarthy's gonna be a free agent here, former coach of the Packers and now Cowboys, I believe. That would be something.
Yeah, there's mixed reviews on who they should get, because everyone's like, oh, you should take the offensive coordinator from Detroit, Ben Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Like him. There's Mike Vrabel out there. No one's mentioning Gruden. I still will say Gruden.
I don't know if he's – I think he's not going to go, which as much as I like.
I know. He's fucking – he's such a firecracker. I love it. And what's the other one that's mentioned? I don't know, but they have options, just don't fuck it up. Like, that's the thing. You could add Harbaugh, but you're like too stuck on Eberflus to like, oh, he's the best. And I would fire poles. Fire poles, right?
Yeah. Fire everybody.
Start sell fresh. The sell the team. Start fresh, sell the team. Build a stadium. How's that? Build a stadium on Arlington Heights? It doesn't matter to me, really. Does it matter to you, Chicago, Arlington Heights?
I mean, no. There's just no parking in Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. There's parking. They'd have a fuck ton of parking in that Arlington lot, Arlington Heights space. I mean, there's a shit ton for the just for the racetrack, and I'm sure they'd build a hell of a lot more. Build it up. Build some parking decks. Anyway, where do you want to start with? Let's get into some MMA action since we're finally back and there's actually going to be fucking fights this weekend.
I don't know. You start. I'm not all sure. Right.
I'll pull up the card this weekend. This epic card, one for the fucking record books. There's one ranked fight on the whole card. This is the main event. Mackenzie Dern and Amanda Ribas. Six versus number eight. And then you kind of go off the rails.
Who are these people?
Everybody that's unranked. You have no ranked fighters. So that's how you judge the quality of a card. Sometimes. But sometimes you get some good fights because you get fucking hungry-ass people fighting. I'm not in a hungry-ass fight people kind of person right now. I want to see people I know.
Yes.
I want shit on the line. Sometimes I want fucking titles on the line.
Titles on the line is good. That's right.
So, we'll see. I mean, I like the main event.
Dern. I'm going to pick Dern in that, I think.
Why not? She's the underdog. Let's go with Dern. We'll go Dern. Magic 8-Ball. Where are you at? I bought a Dern brand new day. One.
You did?
Yeah, he's still in the fucking packaging. I think I could reach it. Hang on. Hold. Yeah, the new one's still cellophane wrapped. I haven't even broken it out yet.
Oh, wow. Can you get the reading while it's in the box?
I have another one. Let's see if it works. Hang on. All right. Shit's breaking over here. All right. Will Mackenzie Dern win? We haven't broke out this fucker for a while. As I see it, yes. This is never a good thing. When all three of us agree, that's insta loss for Mackenzie Dern. We need to have some dissent.
Sorry, Dern. Didn't mean to do that to you.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe she could break the curse. Sometimes we put a curse on people. So that's going on. What else is happening?
Well, Cain Velasquez, I don't know if you heard the news, signing as a manager, team manager with Global Fight League. Apparently, Javier Mendez is going to take on the role of his head coach. So, and as you know, GFL has names in
the Grandpa Fighting League.
Well, Vanderlei Silva, Verdum, Pettis, Rockhold. You got Gustafsson's in there. There's
the CTE Fight League. I don't know. What are we calling this?
List goes on. Kevin Lee. So it'll be interesting. I think Kane's still battling that court case.
Yeah, he is. They should probably let him free. Well, he's out running wild. What did he do again? He shot somebody. He shot the wrong person.
He shot up somebody that he thought was somebody else. And I forgot the details. Maybe somebody who had messed with his daughter or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's some shit that was going on. I really wanted him to do it with his hands, but he didn't get it. You're not going to
play, man.
And it makes total sense. And they should probably be lenient on him and just give him time served. I think he did a month or two and then got out. So it's probably just let it be.
Yeah.
Guy move on with his life, put those other fuckers in prison and let him Grandpa Fight League. So the question is he going to fight or is he just like helping just manage?
Coaching. No, not fighting, just coaching. Okay. It's like Ultimate Fighter version.
So that's why I wonder, if a lot of these guys, too, that you mentioned, if they're all, I think they need six. I don't know if it's six or eight coaches. I don't know how many teams. I've forgotten, but it's good to have another avenue. I worry about the longevity, and I hope there's a crazy billionaire funding them, because you want some competition out there. I feel like Bellator has gone away. And I was going to talk about PFL later, because they had just mentioned that they're going to allow elbows in 2025. And I'm thinking, I don't remember them not allowing elbows. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, holy shit. Like, how could you do MMA with no fucking elbows? But I think that's because they were trying to do that tournament. And they're like, oh, we don't want cuts. But you got to have fucking elbows. That's fucking retarded. Like, to have eliminate a part of a rule set that's in another league. So,
right.
We'll see. Because we don't know what's happening. I think Bellator, they should probably just crush that brand name and just run PFL, because they keep fucking over all those fighters still. These lawsuits and who knows. And who is it? One of those guys, Patricio Pitbull, I think we were talking about last week or 2 weeks ago. He's just asking for them, just fucking release me. If you're not going to make a fight for me, just release me. But again, he gets released, his leverage is so poor, because where else is he going to go? UFC or now GFL? Like, you have fucking zero leverage in that scenario. So it's unfortunate. I got a thing. I'm probably going to have to blur this out, but I'll show it. No, it's all good. Oh, let's turn the volume off. We don't need this. So this is
guy in black schlong. He's about to show
easy.
Me.
Easy. Oh, Christmas present for my friends.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what's coming next year.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Don't give me ideas. We never did that. 14 years ago, Frankie Edgar versus Gray Maynard 2.
Oh man. We saw that at a bar. I remember that. Yeah, here with a bunch of people. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like this first round, like, I don't know how they didn't stop the fight. You got dropped three times.
Edgar got knocked out 16 times, kept getting up. Maynard was like exhausted from beating him senseless.
Yeah.
he blew his cardio out beating Edgar senseless.
Yes. 100%.
It was like ridiculous.
It was so crazy. And normally I don't like these little guy fights, but this one was so fucking scrappy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. And then I think it fucking ends in a draw, like at the end of the day.
Oh, is that? I forgot what happened.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But these guys are both like, what? And then Edgar retains the title because it was a draw.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to 100% blur that out. But, you know, you get the gist. That was a fun fight back when
those
little guys were scrappy. So,
oh, yeah.
What else is happening?
Should we do a little sponsor action?
Yeah.
Is that time? This episode sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift started as a solution to better scent. Each product is designed to fit seamlessly into your space while bringing you the freshest, real scents possible, free from harsh chemicals found in traditional air fresheners like phthalates, parabens, mineral oil. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good. Smells good, all good.
That's right. And they just came out with the new scent. We got the Winter Zen. What's it like? Let's see. Let's crack this open. Whoa.
Is there like peppermint in there? What's Winter Zen?
I'm confused. This is good.
Is it like
lavender?
Oh, lavender.
Lavender, vanilla? Sweet. I don't know. I like to play this game. Here we go. Here we go. It's the first snowfall of the year. The air is cold and quiet, holding a serene, almost meditative feeling. Frosted lavender blends into eucalyptus, creating a cool, herbaceous aroma balanced by snowy pine. White amber grounds. The scent is a calm, tranquil exhale. That's nice. I like that. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/MMANuts. That's 20% off with code MATT20 at drift.co/ I may not.
It's a hell of a Coke.
Be my favorite flair. It's really good.
Well, that's saying a lot. This episode is brought to you by XSuit. XSuit makes luxury, quality, ultra-comfortable, easy-care suits accessible for the modern man. Timeless style and elegance without restricted movement and constant upkeep.
That's right. And I ordered a suit from XSuit. And let me tell you, it fits nice. You just do your measurements. I didn't even have to get it altered. I just put it on. It's a little stretchy. So, you know, Christmas just happened. If you're eating all the friggin' Christmas cookies, you need a little extra room. XSuit's got you covered.
And we've got a special deal for our viewers and listeners. You can save 10% off any XSuit with code MMANUTS. That's 10% off any XSuit with the code MMANUTS at XSuit.com.
That's right. And just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Keep smelling.
Hey, did you hear that CEO and extraordinaire Mr. Dana White is now part of the Meta Board of Directors?
Yes.
How wild is that? Like, him and Zuck are hanging out all the time. You got Elon in the mix. Trump's in now going to become president. Something feels crazy. Something's going on, man.
It's weird. And Dana, his quote was, he said, "Hey, I've never been interested in joining a board of directors until I got the offer to join Meta's board. I'm a huge believer that social media and AI are the future. I'm very excited to join this incredible team and to learn more about this business from the inside. There is nothing I love more than building brands. I look forward to helping take Meta to the next level." So why would he join? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's...
I think this is a prelude. I think we're going to see UFC on Facebook. It's coming.
Oh, there you go. There's an angle.
Or possibly even Instagram. I don't know if Instagram streams anything live or not, but...
Well, they have fuck you money, Facebook, right?
They can figure it out. Yeah.
They could do it. And I also wonder,
like meta.tv or some shit. They're coming out with their own, like,
maybe launch their streaming service.
Actually,
yeah.
If they haven't coined that, that's fucking sound that they should totally do that and send me royalties.
Sure.
Like, I'll take 0.01%.
That's like $1 trillion a day or something.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yes. Or the other thing, maybe, does he want to use the AI for judging?
Oh, that'd be crazy.
And then the other aspect is, I know he wants to use AI because he hates the fucking rankings. Because you remember, like, the rankings, there was a time where we could have ranked the fighters for the UFC. I don't really want to be ranking the fighters. Like, we got a good idea of who's who, but... I don't want to rank fighters. That should be someone, like, that's just their fucking job. Like, you got to know you got to know your shit. And I feel like a lot of the people that are ranking them don't know their shit. And Dana gets pissed off all the time about, why is John Jones not goddamn number one pound for pound? Like, well, it's your fucking list. Just fucking change it.
Right.
So I think exactly. He just wants the AI to help correct some of those issues. So we'll see. That should be fun. I don't know if you saw this. Matt Hamill can hear. Matt Hamill is a deaf fighter. Here, I'll share this.
Not anymore.
Here he is. Matt Hamill. He's super fucking happy. Hey.
He's got some earplug thingies.
Yeah, he said, "I just got the most powerful digital hearing aids ever made. For the first time, 41 years, I can finally hear my kids' voices, the sounds of people walking and laughing. Finally heard my mom's voice. She cried. And I'm looking forward to hearing my brother Pat's voice, too. I only hope he doesn't have a voice like a foghorn. This is awesome. Although I hope it will take, I know it will take time to adapt to all this. Happy New Year, bitches." He didn't say bitches, but only man who holds a win over John Jones. Maybe they should fight now. Well, can he fight with the hearing aids in?
Maybe he just shouldn't. Maybe he shouldn't. I think he probably shouldn't. Speaking of John Jones, did you see him at a recent basketball game shooting some buckets?
Yeah, he's pretty good, right?
Let's see. Hopefully I don't share this with sound. There he is, missing stuff. That's one. Two air balls. Here's another one. Three air balls. It's like the same shot every time.
Well, I didn't know he shoots left-handed.
Four air balls.
And you remember Conor McGregor shooting baskets too. So what is it with these fighters that have no other skills outside of MMA? Like, this makes no sense to me. Like, I thought, like, if you're an athlete, you're pretty well-rounded. Like, at least as a kid, like, if I pick up a basketball, I could probably still hit some shots. I could probably hit some threes. I ain't fucking airballing the shit like that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think maybe fighting doesn't translate to these kind of sports so easily because they're it's a different thing. It's not ball sports, so there's a different hand-eye coordination required. And, like, I could see somebody who plays basketball being okay at, like, hockey or football or tennis or some shit. But, like, MMA, it's, like, I think it's totally different. I think
but
that's...
I get it, but do you lose it? That's the question. Because as a kid, wouldn't he have done those things?
Maybe, unless he was fighting his whole life. I don't know. Well, he has two brothers in the NFL. I imagine he's played football, but I don't know about basketball. So
that's it. Just it blows my mind. Like I'm like, I don't think of myself as like a fucking pro athlete, but if you give me any fucking sport, I'll do all right with it. So that's what I don't understand, because I see Conor McGregor throwing up a ball. I'm going, what the fuck, dude? Don't ever shoot a basketball again. That no. looked horrific.
Never.
And even Conor, didn't he throw out a first pitch and fucking, like, couldn't even get it? Either launched it, like, into the stands, like, not even anywhere close? It's just, it's baffling. And maybe Conor, it makes more sense, because if you come from Ireland... Like, maybe those sports aren't significant, so maybe you don't do those in school. Maybe you're just playing fucking soccer, right?
Yep. Or football, as they call it.
Yeah. I don't know. This is why, I'll go back to this point. We need a wide world of sports competition for MMA fighters, where we put them through a gauntlet of sports to see, like, who's the best.
Good
and
stuff.
It can be, similar to... the combine, the NFL combine, but you do like cooler shit with them. But then I also, now I think I want to see everybody shoot some fucking three pointers and see how fucking horrific you are at each sport. Like, can you throw a football? Can you throw a baseball? Can you hit a baseball? Like, every sport, run the gamut. Let's get some fucking interesting shit going on.
I like it.
I don't know. That's where I'm at. This shit fires me up, because I'm like, that is like you shouldn't even. Like, don't do that in a professional arena. Do that at home. And if you suck, don't even go out there. Because now you look like a fucking asshole. But anyway. Respect for having the...
respect.
Wherewithal to at least try. But goddamn, that's horrific. Let's see what else is... There's a bunch of fight announcements.
Well, so let me start up...
Yeah,
Paige VanZant. I forgot to mention this earlier. Sorry.
Okay.
Signing with the GFL. So.
Oh, she's in there too. I didn't know we were doing women. Or is she
like
a special guest?
So I meant to say this earlier. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, I just.
No, it's fine.
That's big news. She said they offered her a fight, and she just said, "I'll take it." To which I don't know if she's actually gonna actually fight.
She will. She won't do well. She's really good at OnlyFans. I think there's some things you should stick to and some things you shouldn't. And I think she should just stick to OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a market for, like, OnlyFans photos of fighters post the fight or something. I don't know.
Well, there are some, like, what was that? I think there's a UFC fighter, Aileen Perez. And, you know, she's the one who does, like, the booty dance after her fights. She's got an OnlyFans, and she was posting pictures on hers after she was all beat up, all bruised. I'm like, that's a weird genre. I don't know who's into that, but I just worry about these women, like, getting too beat up in MMA, and then maybe you suffer a facial laceration. Like, who is it? Irene Aldana, who got her face all fucked up and cuts, and you're gonna have these horrific scars, and then you're like, well, you gotta take a couple weeks off of the fucking OnlyFans, and now you just lost a couple million because you couldn't fucking post, or you're not posting your face. I don't know. It's just weird shit. So she's out there. That's one fight announcement. And then we also have Rampage Jackson and Rashad Evans are going to do a boxing match in Albuquerque, New Mexico, sometime in the near future. Exactly. What?
That's so weird.
That's my response too. Like, what? So we're digging people out of the graves to do a boxing match. Like, I don't get it. Because I thought they were almost friendly now. They had bad blood. So that's one. Two, like, fuck it. Another guy we're digging out of the grave. I thought he was retired. Henry Cejudo is going to fight Song Yadong.
Okay.
At the UFC Seattle card in February. And along with that, another guy we're going to fucking dig up out of the grave. Fucking Dominic Cruz on that same card is going to fight Rob Font.
Super weird.
It's so weird. Like, Cruz, like, I guarantee he's going to get injured. Like, I don't know what injury he's coming off of, but swear to God, he's got, what, is he 40 now? He's like, how many injuries has that motherfucker
seen? A million. Yeah, a million injuries. And
yeah, he's out for like years at a time, right?
Yep, like 4 years at one point, I thought, right?
Yeah, something insane. He's got to be at least 40. Let's pull him up. He's 39. Trying to find his record here. Let's see if this one will show dates.
But it's like 16 and like 20.
Yeah, so his last fight, August 13th, 2022. Against Marlon Vera, loss. Before that, 2021, December 11th, 2020, 20, sorry, 2021. Before that, March 6th, 2021, May 9th, 2020. And then here's that huge one, goes December 30th, 2016. So you got, and then you got three fights in 2016, and then 2 years off, 2014, and then 3 years off, 2011, and then year off, 2010. It's just a litany of injuries. And, like, you know, talk about all these guys. I think, who the fuck was it that he fought? Little spicy guy, used to be a champion. He was out of Uriah Faber's camp.
Spicy guy, champion.
Blonde hair. God damn it. I can see him. yeah,
DJ,
exactly. Yeah,
DJ
Dillashaw. Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's saying his shoulder, it doesn't hurt him, but it's so fucked up. Like, this is as far as he can raise his arm on one of his shoulders. He's like, I just can't fight anymore. He's like, wow. This is all I got. I'm like, really? I'm like, you don't think of the wear and tear, like some of this shit, and goddamn Bisping. Like, I just saw he was on a podcast with Luke Rockhold. I think it was Rampage's podcast, and they have Luke Rockhold sitting right next to Michael Bisping, and Bisping pulls out his eye during the podcast. I'm like, oh my God. And he says it's 100% related to Vitor Belfort being juiced up with his therapeutic use exemption for testosterone and head kicking him. And then he got a detached retina, and then he had complications with that. And then that's how he lost vision in his goddamn eye.
Wow.
And then that's why he was ribbing fucking Rockhold, going, I beat you with one eye, motherfucker. I knocked you out with one eye. What's up with
that's
that? Right. Like, God damn it. But Rockhold had that one-arm guillotine on Bisping the first time he fought him. I'm like, ooh, that's goddamn disrespectful when you fucking put him out. So,
absolutely.
It's fair play. So, what else?
All fair and love in MMA, right?
That's true.
What do I got left? I have a KO, and then I have some knowledge. That's what I got left.
Okay, let's do some KOs. I got a couple. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go with this one. This one's a little bit of a long one. I apologize, but I think it's going to be worth it. Sure sound, because it's just good. Let me know if this is too loud. A couple Korean dudes going at it. Guy in white is getting his ass beat right now. You guys are very excited.
There you go. It's like soccer announcers here.
Uh-oh. Guy in white got a couple shots in.
Oh.
That's it. Stiff them up.
Oh! Gore! Gore!
They went crazy.
Wow. They're going for broke there. I don't know if I could share sound on mine. Let's see. I got to turn it way down. I think we could share a little bit of sound, but let's start with this one. I don't know if I click share sound.
You did. I got you. Oh, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
That's never good when they go down like
that. That was
nasty. And then,
of course, yeah. Jesus,
this one.
Good right.
Fucking Arlovski was winning this fight. This is a long time ago.
I was destroying him, and then something weird happened. He thought
because
he
decided to do a flying knee because he was piecing him up with boxing. I think at the time he was training with Freddie Roach, who's like a legendary boxing trainer, and his fucking boxing was on point. And he just decides to go airborne, and he gets clipped with this phantom punch that you don't see. And then you see the slow motion replay. You're like, "Oh my god, why did he do that?" He's doing so well.
I don't know what. Maybe he thought he was gonna catch Fedor coming in with his right.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
That was like I think right around the point where Fedor was turning. You could see he's ready for a loss. He's ready for a loss.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got a little MMA AI. Let's see MMA AI. We love the MMA. We love the AI. I got to turn the volume totally off. So here's
we
a
love
little
MMA AI.
It's the best. Here you go. Here's a little face off. Brock Lesnar and Khabib Nurmagomedov. I'm going to square off a little bit.
What?
I don't know what MMA AI is doing. I gotta fuck around with that because there's some shit going on. And then I didn't know Habib's grandfather has these crazy big hands. So there's a picture of him with his grandfather. Like, check out the size of these fucking oven mitts this guy has.
Jesus, is that real?
Yeah, because there's another guy who has, I think he's got the biggest hands in the world. His name is Jeff Dabe. And I'm going to pull him up here. I got to see how I turn the sound off. But he's I don't know if he's still arm wrestling, but he arm wrestles.
So oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of this dude.
Fucking good guy in his hands. It's insane. Because I just want him to get to the point where he has his wife put his hand up to his. Do you see like normal hand to his? Doesn't fucking even compute. And they said he's got the biggest ring. Look at the can of pop in his hand. And how easily he crushes a can. He's got the biggest ring size in the world too. He's got a size 30 ring. And look at an iPad in his hand.
Do we have any idea how this happens?
They said it's normal. Like it's got to be a genetic defect, but
he looks like a cartoon, like Popeye.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense 100% because he's got the forearms that go with it and just like regular items, but you get the gist of it. Like, it's fucking insane. Because imagine him as a fighter, you're going to be knocking fools out left and right with ham hocks like that. I'd love to see, because you look at Brock Lesnar, what was he like, 2XL gloves? And then you had Shane Carwin, who was another heavyweight, who was like 3XL gloves. And I think even Randy Couture, who got KO'd by Brock Lesnar, was like, God damn, it's like getting hit by like ham hocks or a fucking lunchbox for hands. So you're going to go down 100%.
Yeah. Boar shizzle.
I got a couple tweets, and then this is so silly. Let's start. Both of these are so ridiculous. So we'll start with this one. A little tweet of wheat action. There you go. Here's Steven Seagal.
I love it.
Fucking cracks me up. And then this guy, he's like, what is he training for? This is partial arts. I don't know if you could see that.
Yep. He's come up on our show a few times.
Like a fucking guy. Making shit happen. That takes us right to Knowledge. What do you got?
All right. I present to you.
There we go.
I can't do the sound on this one. Sorry. Summarize on jetpacks.
Oh, nice.
Here
this
we go.
Is like, I don't even know what that is.
Well, they're some flying of those above
old
the ground.
School movies where they're flying across. See, this shit is terrifying to me because I just think about the jetpack failing and how fucked up you're going to get flying over concrete.
No shit. And who's controlling the flying? Because they got the
I think they are.
Oh, they are? Okay.
They should, because I'm not going to trust someone else to fucking zap me up or down.
I just wonder how he's doing it, because they're holding swords.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think he's holding his pack. Like, I thought he touched his waist there. But who knows?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Guys, that's dope as shit. And I'll leave you with a little video gaming shit. I can't play the video because it's probably like some streamer. So we'll just kind of randomly show some images. But I guess this is what we're doing, streaming games now. So she's green screening a video game off her ass while she's standing and playing said game.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that's how we stream games.
Apparently
is this what I need to get
I don't know what's happening.
This is a whole genre.
Are you
I don't know.
Green
what's
screen your
either.
Ass on the next episode.
No, I'm just sponsor them. Put fucking I'm my nuts on.
I should get a green screen for behind me and put all kinds of fucked up shit behind. You know.
Well, they have that, don't they? Just have the regular shit. We haven't fucked around with it, but in a while. But
yeah, but you can get a green screen and do anything at that point.
Yeah, I remember like the old school days. I think we were fucking around with that on the wall. We had some kind of green screen. I think we were putting sponsors or something up there in the 2010 era, 2011, before that was like a fucking easy thing to do. It was all hard to do back in the day. Anyway.
It was.
I'm
hoping we're going to get back to some action here in the next few weeks with some actual events, and then maybe we'll have some more shit to talk about, because since the bear season is over, we're going to be in trouble. Maybe we start talking about the Blackhawks or the Bulls.
Yeah, I turned them on because there were like a couple, there was a game on or two, there was a New Year's Day game, and they're fucking turned on, they're like down 5-1. I'm like, okay, we're off. And then they were on the other day too, also on ABC, and turn them on and they're down like 5-1. What are we doing here? I got no time for this. You're either winning or you get the fuck out. Because they don't. The problem is they don't have the announcers to support poor play anymore. So, it's what it is. Yeah. On that note, shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.